neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The vessel that is placed in Kodesh Kodeshim has a guard, the cherubim, that the place on the Aron. What is cherubim? Mara explains the babies. There's two statues that look like babies. So now the puzzling matter here is that we have a forbidden mitzvah that you cannot make tapa statues, pesel. So how come we have such a thing in Kodesh Kodeshim? So obviously, Ribono Shel Olam has the expectation that these statues are placed and the Aron represents a type of message. So what are the babies all about? So babies, as you know, they very stubborn. So if they want something, they have to have it. They are full of excitement with the little things. Now you give them a little thing, so you become very happy. So now here, the Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us to be able to have the blessing of the Torah, the knowledge of the Torah. You have to act like these babies. You have to be excited. How do you know somebody's excited? See, he's happy. He comes early, he goes late. But if he comes late and goes early, so obviously there's nothing to talk about. They call that excited Ghulabi. So that's a sign, right? Now the student comes early, leaves late, so that means he likes it. A worker comes early, goes late, that means he is
excited.
He likes, he loves his job. If he comes late and then goes early, that means
he doesn't love his job as much.
He's there by force, because he just wants to make money. He doesn't like his boss or his... So that's what the baby represents. Not only that, one of the puzzling matter here is that the Ribono Shel Olam gave life to metal, because these cherubim, they were moving. The different condition, you know, Yam Yisrael, they were good to one another, or Hashem was pleased with them, they were facing one another, or not, they would move. So you see, the metal could have life. So here, Ribono Shel Olam also is teaching us, many times people, you see them, they're even worse than the metal. It's nothing, nothing at all. So here, Ribono Shel Olam says, you know, look at this, these statues, they move. They have life. So you cannot be worse than this. But if you have no life, you have no excitement, you have no hayajan, so that means you have no care for it. You have no interest. But the cherubim, when they're placed on the Aron HaKodesh, if they know what it's underneath, you get the life automatically. But if you look at it not as what it is, you do it as, you know, you have to do it, you're forced to do it. Then, there's nothing to talk about. The other point here, you see these babies, they have wings. They have ball. It says in the Torah that they look at one another and the wings are stretched up to Shamayim. Why we need to know this? Why these babies have wings?
They're pure?
Well, we have birds that they're not pure. They have wings.
They look like malachim.
Yeah, so what is it to us? We're not a malach, we're a human being. Now the message here, and that is, you could say, you know, I'm looking at my fellow Jew. I'm looking at it. And then the wings are up. So now here you see, you cannot have your wings up and don't look at your fellow Jew. What does it mean? One could claim, you know, I'm doing my duty toward the Ribbono Shel Olam. See my wings? Like this. All the way.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the time the hand as male, you come
with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, but in general, you say, I put on tefillin, right? I keep kashrut. My wings are up per shape. So now here, we see, when you look at the Aaron, that is symbol of the Torah. So now these babies, they represent what the Torah, all the essence is all about. It has two conditions. The wings toward up is not enough. You have to look at your fellow Jew. What does it mean? Because if you want to respect the Torah, what do? You tell Bezalel, make a window on this Aaron. Right? Make a nice window. And then people, like at Shalosh Reganim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, when they come, wow, Luchot! Here, is it Luchot? Wow! This is a box. What is this box? I don't know what is in it. Arav Hesh is a beautiful thing. Arav Hesh Zatzal says, you know why Ribbono Shel Olam did not make a window for the Aron HaKodesh? You know why? Because the Torah is these statues on the Aron. If you have manners, you have tarbiyat, just like this, Kerubim, these statues on the Aron, you have Torah. But no matter how much Torah you have, and how much you think you're doing, but you don't have the manners that represent these statues, you have nothing. So that's why the Torah is not what's in it. Unless Hashem put a window. But there's no window. Why? Because that's what it is. You did? You done? But how about other people? How come you don't think you're disturbing other people? Because your wings, as long as you feel it's toward up, nothing else matters. And that includes every single one, right? Because you see, I'm done. I did it. I finished. You're not finished. You're not even in the beginning of the road. Why? Because you don't know how to respect other people. There's nothing to talk about.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.